Well, the NCAA tournament tips off tonight with two of the first four contests from Dayton, Ohio. Tonight's first matchup features number 16 seeds Mississippi Valley State and Western Kentucky. They try to move on and face number one overall tournament seed Kentucky. After that, number 14 seeds Brigham Young and Iona meet for the right to face Florida in the second round. Meantime, the Oregon men's basketball team takes a step up in the level of postseason competition. They won the CBI last year. This year, they play in the NIT with a game tonight at home against LSU. The Ducks are a number 3 seed, while the Tigers are a 6, and the winner faces the winner of tonight's Dayton versus Iowa game. Catch that Duck game right here on News Talk 1110 KBND, tip-off at 6:30. Speaking of the Ducks, the Pac-12 tournament will no longer be played in L.A. A published report says the men's tournament appears to be headed to the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, while the women's tourney will be played in Seattle's Key Arena. Las Vegas already hosts three other conference tournaments, the Mountain West, the Western Athletic, and the West Coast. Looking at the NBA, Paul Pierce had 25 points and 7 assists as Boston outlasted the Clippers last night, 94-85. Kevin Garnett scored 21, grabbed 8 boards for Boston. They've won 8 of 9. Rajon Rondo ended with 12 points and 10 assists in the win. He says they overcame a lot of adversity.
It's not easy, but we've been there before plenty of times this year, and sometimes we found a way to win and sometimes we didn't. But regardless of the situation, we fought through as a team. We were in foul trouble early, and we still found a way to get a win.
Blake Griffin had 24 plus 9 boards for the Clips, who've dropped 2 straight and 4 of their last 5. And speaking of the Clippers, a published report says the Blazers and the Clippers are discussing a deal that would send Jamal Crawford to the Clips for Eric Bledsoe and Ryan Gomes. It's not clear whether the deal would be a precursor to a second trade for Portland involving disgruntled point guard Raymond Felton. NBA trade deadline is Thursday. Winners in the NBA yesterday, besides the Boston game, Milwaukee, Chicago, Charlotte, San Antonio, Utah, and Minnesota. Portland at Indiana this afternoon, 4 o'clock tip-off. Catch it right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us for sports.